Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
I know he's hopping right now. Let's bring him in. Hey, listen. This is family here to the Travis Thomas Experience. I actually worked with one of his good friends for a number of years, who in turn became my friend, obviously. And through this mutual friend, I got a chance to meet Zaire Franklin, linebacker for the Colts, who, in my opinion, is the most underrated player in the NFL. And so not last season. That game, I believe, was in Indy, and the Colts won that game. But two seasons ago, Colts, Patriots played here at Foxborough. It was the last game, actually. Frank Wright was a head coach for the Colts. Patriots went on to win that game. But after the game, you know, we're waiting around to talk to Zaire. And get this. He comes up, gives me love, takes off his jersey, which, mind you, hanging up in my house now, still has the blood of Mac Jones on it. I mean, it's got the it's got the blood of Mac Jones on it and all kinds of dirt and grime. Signed it for me, gave me this jersey, and since we have become boys, Zaire, welcome home, family.
Trev, you are crazy. You are crazy. Appreciate you having me on, man. For sure, for sure. Hey, look, like you said, it's family. You know that.
Of course, man. Well, listen, I want your personal draft story, but I already know it, and it's anticlimactic. So I want to actually start. Yeah. I want to start in reverse. You're at the draft this weekend. I knew you were going. What I didn't know, watching my TV, was you coming out and announcing the pick. Was that for the second round you announced a pick for? So tell me about that experience and welcoming these guys now into your league.
Oh, man, it was incredible, to say the least. You know, I mean, first of all, shout out to Detroit. You know, they don't get enough respect. Yeah. They held it down for sure. You know, usually, you know, major event like that, you know, you see an array. You see 500, you know, Patrick Mahomes jerseys.
Right.
You see, you know, the random Bijan Robinson. You know, you just see the where CD Lamb, where are these guys? I just saw nothing but Jared Goff.
Wow.
Gibbs, Lions, Tigers jersey. Detroit held it. They defended their city well.
Wow.
Was great. You know, very hospitable. Like 700,000 was out there. It was crazy. I think when I announced it was a 250 plus. Which was a little different. You know, I still hit my little shindig, though. You know me. it was great, man. It was a great experience. You know, just being amongst some legends, you know what I mean? Just in a green room. You know, they wouldn't invite me to the draft, you know, when my day was up. But, you know, it was a great time. Now, we got a group full of young fellas that's hungry, ready to get to it. I like the class, and are they going to add the necessary element that we need?
For sure. I definitely want to get to, you know, you guys' draft and even your takes on a couple of the Patriots picks, specifically a quarterback. But I do, you know, I want to ask your personal draft story because I actually think it's important for people to hear this. You know, we're talking to Zaire Franklin, Colts linebacker, here on the Travis Thomas Experience. I think it's important for people to hear this because it's your story is one of, you know, it's not where you start, but where you end up, how you finish. So I know your draft story probably ticked you off in the moment, but the reality is now, I mean, years down the line here, you are taking this league by storm. So there was no red carpet rolled out for you on your personal draft night, correct?
At all. Actually, funny story. I tell people this. I was actually on the phone with Tom Coughlin. You know, I thought I was going to go undrafted. You know, we were trying to work through an undrafted deal to Jacksonville. And on the other line, Chris Ballard actually drafted me seventh round, pick 235.
Wow.
Which is crazy. So I didn't even know. If you do the math, I don't even think it's – you're not supposed to have 235 picks in the draft. But, so – and, you know, just from day one, you know, I just felt like, you know, obviously me, I just kind of understood, you know. I knew what I expected. I knew I was productive. I knew I had to film. But, you know, after getting, you know, burnt for the combine, burnt for the Senior Bowl, and pretty much every other opportunity, I would have had to, you know, showcase who I was and, you know, who I was going to become. After not really having those opportunities, you know, based off of whatever, I understood that, look, all I needed was an opportunity. So,
yeah. You
know, when I got it, I just made sure I didn't miss.
Absolutely. And that's why I said I wanted you to tell that because I think that's inspiring to not only me but to a lot of people for any industry you're in. I mean, listen, you know, you don't have to be highly touted necessarily. What matters is getting in the door. I tell young broadcasters that a lot. You know, for me, Zaire – you know, I was behind the scenes for a decade. I mean, I was a producer for a decade, and I got my opportunity on air, and the rest is history. But I never complained. I just kind of played my position, and I that's why I wanted you to tell that story because I think, you know, that resonates for all of us no matter what we do. Now, I want to ask you this because here in town, the Pats took Drake May, and as someone who was on a team – who drafted a quarterback in the first round last season in Anthony Richardson. And I remember, you know, our mutual friend telling me, he said, man, Z4 is telling me this kid they got is the truth. He's a leader.
Yeah.
I mean, we all knew, obviously, the physical with Anthony Richardson, big, strong. Everyone could see that. But, you know, our friend was telling me how you were saying the leadership and he's just a cool dude. I guess what advice – would you give a Drake May, but also teammates? You know, if you're a veteran on that team, you got a rookie quarterback. What's it like to have a highly touted rookie QB freshly drafted on a roster? What's it like walking into that locker room?
Well, you know, Trevor, I got to be honest. You know, the Indianapolis in me wants all the bad things. I want everyone in that Patriots locker room to do all the worst things. I don't want anybody to jail. I hope y'all don't like them. I hope it's a fist fight the first day, Royal Rumble Fight Club style in the showers. That's what I want in that New England locker room. Nah, shout out to my boys out in New England, Jacoby's out there. And Barrymore. Barrymore is my guy. I'm a Philly kid, too. So, I mean, I think, you know, one, you know, I think I be telling people I've actually been around a number of, like, legendary quarterbacks at this point, you know, from Luck to Rivers to Matt Ryan and now Joe Flacco. Like, you know what I mean? I've seen all these guys. I throw Jacoby in that list, too. And I think there's all the best QBs that I've ever been around, the guys who really immediately took over the locker room from day one, are all the quarterbacks who literally just want to be one of the guys. You know, everybody knows the quarterback is the highest-paid position. Everybody knows the quarterback is the end-all, be-all. That's understood. You know, the QBs that come in and genuinely just want to be, you know, one of the guys that want to just be with the people they with, you know, from the O-line, you know, receivers, defense that are competitive. You know, I remember, you know, being on the practice field and, you know, Phillip Rivers is talking trash to us and, you know, going back and forth with us and challenging us. And just I remember just the level, you know, of excellence that Andrew used to demand, you know, at practice every day. So, But, you know, I ain't going to lie. I got to be honest. I was a little bit of a Drake May hater when he was in college. I wasn't always sold on a UNC quarterback. You know, it's a little tough lineage from that school. Mm-hmm. But my boy Josh Downs had been telling me all year. He said, look, he said, May's the truth. May's the truth. And I didn't know he was 6'4 either. I didn't know he was that big.
Yeah.
So, I definitely a good spot out there. Definitely got some good leadership in that locker room for sure. And, you know, if he's anything like how Josh tells me about, I know he's going to be a good one.
Colts linebacker Zaire Franklin joining us here on the Travis Thomas Experience. You know, I was all over you guys last season, and you damn near got into the playoffs. I you know, the Jaguars regressed. I don't know what's going on with Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence there, but it just doesn't seem like that's working. The Texans came out of nowhere. No one saw that coming. And then there you guys were. And, you know, once Richardson went down, boy, does it not tell you in this league, you got to have two quarterbacks. I know everyone's beating up Atlanta today for drafting Michael Penix. I get it. But you guys are a case in point of, you know, your stud rookie QBs balling out of control. Then he gets hurt, and you could turn to a veteran in Gardner Minshew, and you damn near got in the playoffs. I liked the draft that your team had. Now, you know, I'm on here in town, and you already wished all the bad things on the Patriots. So I don't want to spend too much time here, but I want to give some respect because I think your team's close. I'm assuming Richardson comes back healthy and learns how to get the hell down or out of bounds or something. I was a little bit shocked that they went Latu when you still had, you had Dallas Turner, you had Jared Verse there, but obviously they saw something in him they liked. But the big takeaway for me, Zaire, I was thinking about you the whole time. I mean, I couldn't help it when you came out and announced a pick, but I just mean, I saw edge rusher. I saw two safeties. I saw a corner. I saw a defensive tackle. I mean, they are just loading up front so you can go eat. And then on the back end to take two safeties, boy, your team addressed defense, didn't they?
No, no question. I ain't going to lie to you. I got to be honest. You know, I'm sitting there. I thought we were going to get Bowers. I did. I swear I did.
Yeah.
When they picked Bowers, two picks before, I was like, damn it. But – man, Latu, he's a guy that I wasn't really that familiar with until about a month ago. And somebody on the Twitterverse posted every one of his rushes versus USC. And I'm like, dude, this dude is out here dancing. Like, he one of them type of edge rushes that we need. And I'm not going to lie, I mean, we don't get a lot of credit, a lot of respect for it, but we were fifth in the league in sacks last year.
Yeah.
And we had four dudes on our team with 8+. And to add a guy as talented as Latu, I think we got the best D line in the league right now. I think I'm ready to stamp that. You know, with DeForest, with Grove, big Raekwon, that's 3, 6, 7 dudes in the middle now. You know, adding four dudes with 8+ sacks last year and Latu.
Yeah.
That's a tough room. I'll probably put them boys up against everybody. I ain't gonna lie to you. The morning of, so the draft was Thursday night. I woke up Friday morning. I texted my marketing people. I said, hey, look, man, I got these Christmas gifts ready for the D-line. So, look, we need to we need to start brainstorming. I'm already putting money aside, man, because some boys are going to feast this year for sure.
No doubt. Listen, I covered Ray Lewis early in my career, and the Ravens did a good job his entire career of just having big hog mollies up front in front of him. I mean, the list goes, you could go from Goose to Sam Adams to Haloti Ngata, you name it. They always had big defensive tackles in front of him and guys like Terrell Suggs and others who could go get the quarterback, and Ray would just clean everything up sideline to sideline behind them. And it reminds me of what the Colts are doing with you in mind. And I think it's just so smart and so beneficial for your career as well, because that is what you do, brother. I've covered a lot of great ones. I just told you one that I did. And you go sideline to sideline as fast as anyone as I've ever seen. And you can cover anyone out there. And that's why you're getting, you know, the success you are. Colts linebacker Zaire Franklin joining us here on the Travis Thomas Experience. Now, I've been making a lot of comparisons between the Texans – with a rookie quarterback last year and a rookie defensive-minded head coach in D'Amico Ryans. Mm-hmm. I've been making those comparisons here. We don't know if Jerod Mayo is going to be a great coach or not, but he's a rookie defensive-minded, not too far removed from a player head coach. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, we know Drake May. Look, you play against the Texans twice a year. You know them. You're familiar. What makes C.J. Stroud and D'Amico, what makes that combo work? What can the Patriots sort of take and surmise from that?
Well, first off, what I'll just say about D'Amico, which I think is true about Jerod Mayo, is just, you know, even as players, they were just natural born leaders, you know, men that could aspire and lead the charge of other men, which is a skill and a trait in and of itself. Not many people have that. And I think, you know, even when D'Amico was a defensive coordinator, you know, we would get a guy to come over from San Fran. Them boys love Mico. You know, they played for him. They talk, even, you know, even the ones that, you know, didn't like him as much, you know, always talked about how they inspired him. And, you know, I think Jerod has a similar energy. I know guys that play for him love to play for him. And obviously, not only is he going to inspire and help lead that defense, but, you know, for you guys, you know, hopefully he's able to, you know, inspire that building and lead that charge. And I would just say, as far as CJ and, you know, CJ and Drake, the one similarity that I think that I would say about them too is you know, those guys have been QB1 for a long time, you know, and I think, you know, just, you know, having that experience of those type of expectations on you. I think CJ from day one, when he came into Houston, he understood the assignment. He came in day one understanding that it was his job to lead. It was his job to help inspire on the offensive side, his job to help, you know, gather around the, you know, the troops. And I think that was something that he had to do, obviously, Ohio State, which, you know, Drake May has been doing for a long time at UNC. So, you know, I think those dudes, I don't think the moment would be too big for them. You know, I think, you know, last year at UNC, whenever they needed a play, whenever they needed something, everybody turned and looked at him, and he you know, he stood up time and time again. There's going to be no difference in the league. So, you know, I think just from a role standpoint, a responsibility standpoint, I think, you know, it fits like a glove. And I think that's something that people will somewhat underestimate. When you're making that jump from college to the league, is just that, you know, it's a job now. You got to take this stuff very seriously. And, you know, I, just like I said, if everything I've heard from Josh Downs about, you know, who Drake May is, seems like, you know, he's up for the challenge.
Let's talk about the AFC as a whole. I mean, there's a ton of teams, including yours, you know, just trying to knock Mahomes, trying to knock off Mahomes and them at this point. I mean, let's talk some of those teams you play, but even specifically, man, trying to defend that monster and competing against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not much you can't say about Patty. Yeah. I mean, he makes all the throws. You know, he's the one. We all understand that. But, I mean, not to say he ain't without his flaws now. You know, we ain't going to just love him up too much. But, right. You know, obviously he's a great player. You know, he's earned that. And, you know, I was trying to explain to a couple of my guys, you know, at the Super Bowl, because I was out there for Walter Payton Man of the Year, and I was just like, man, he's playing for something else. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in that game, a lot of people are playing for, you know, they want to play for the ring. Right. And I'm like, man, he's playing for legacy. That's a little different type of plight, you know what I mean, different type of motivation. So, obviously, he's in the midst of a run, but, you know, as big as they are, the harder they fall. That's what they say, right?
That's right. What are his flaws that you see, Zaire? I mean, is he just?
Oh, come on, man! Don't put me on the.
Well, let me tell you what I see, and just tell me if what I see is right. What I think is, and this happened with Russell Wilson a little bit too, especially when he lost a little bit of his speed. What I see with Mahomes is he is so gifted, Zaire. When the play breaks down, I feel like when he's back there, and he's buying time, he can just bury you. Whereas if you can keep him in the pocket, not to sound like a Lamar Jackson, you know, like he's not going to run away from you. But I almost think when you turn him traditional and you make him sit back there, if you can put just enough pressure on him, not to escape Zaire, but to maybe make a throw a little bit faster than he wants to. Maybe the word I'm looking for is uncomfortable, just to rush him a bit. I don't think he's as effective. Is that fair or am I way off and I don't know what I'm talking about?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think for Patty, I think sometimes I think we see all the different off-schedule things he does, you know, the off-target throws, the off-platform throws, and sometimes we underestimate the fact that if he wanted to be like everybody else and sit back there and throw, he could. You know? And I think we saw that last year or 2 years ago when he had the ankle. And everybody was like, oh, he can't run. I'm like, well, if this dude had to drop back to 7.5 yards and just throw the ball on the money every single time, he could do that too.
Right.
So, you know, he's definitely talented like that. But I would just say it's not just Patrick. It's not specific to the Chiefs. But, you know, I think when you're dealing with all great quarterbacks, I think no matter how great you are, you know, this is the NFL. And, yeah. You know, if you're able to make a team one-dimensional, you're making it to a situation where they have to throw the ball, you know, longer yardage, and really, you know, get them off schedule. No quarterback is that good when you're going to sit back and know they're throwing the ball every play and they're just going to pick you apart.
Right.
They only have so many pass plays that they brought to the building. You know, so it's like they're not going to get in there and start drawing up in the dirt, not even Andy and Pat. So I think for all quarterbacks and offensive schemes, the sooner you can make them one-dimensional, the sooner you can start picking them apart.
Absolutely. All right, listen, let's promote you. I mean, look, you're doing me. You're coming on here. You're talking with me. You know, we're tight. You know what I think about you. But, man, I you are so busy, bro. Like, you really are. You are living the dream.
I'm trying to sit down.
Man, aren't you at a Pacers? Are you at a Pacers game or something tonight? Didn't you tell me you were going?
You know, it's actually crazy. Yeah, my wife's mad at me because I'm holding up our driveway. Right now. But yeah, we on our way downtown to the Pacers for sure.
I'm not going to hold you. Go ahead and promote. Tell me about the podcast In the Trenches and everything else you got going on.
Oh yeah, you know, yeah, you definitely know. So you know, we got the you know, I got my own show, my own podcast, The Trenches. Myself, EJ Speed, my line brother, Tim Crossan, this, you know, really sports, pop culture, you know, everything under the sun, you know, from my wedding day all the way up to Caitlin Clark. So we actually got the Pitman episode coming out soon. So we're recording that this week. So that'll be really cool, to get on. But yeah, man, I'm, you know, look, it's funny. I tease Anthony all the time about him being a media member. And that's crazy that he was telling you, he was giving you the details that I was giving, and I would tell him, that's crazy that he was giving you details.
But you know what, but Z4, I'm going to give him props. I'm going to give him props.
Enemy lines.
I'm going to give him props, Z4. He would tell me, and he would say, but you can't say it on air. And I never did.
But that's what, you know? I'm telling him, though. That's the crazy thing. You can't. If I tell you, don't tell nobody. You can't tell some. That's crazy. Don't worry, but I'm going to handle that with Andrew. But, so I'm moving my way over to a little bit of the media side, which is cool. Just being able to share my own story, you know, speak on our own experiences, and, you know, just, you know, let the fans know who you are behind the, underneath the helmet is always cool. So, so it's cool. You know, obviously. On it. And look, trust me, I ain't going to get into too much. I bumped into a couple of y'all Patriots in the offseason. You know, they had a few things to say. I took it on the chin, even though nobody wants to bring up when they came in Lucas Oil 21 and JT gamed them. Nobody wants to talk about that game. And then everybody's going to bring up 22. And I'm like, we didn't even have a head coach. I think we had Jeff Saturday at the time. So look, I'm going to let that breathe.
Hey, don't you have a car trip to the game, right? We'll let you go. You got a game to go watch, right? Hey, Zaire, man, you know I love you. Congratulations on the nuptials. Congratulations on the baby, the family. You are so blessed right now. Everything's going great in your career. Everything's going great with the media stuff you're doing. You know, you got it going on. It's well earned, my friend. Stay blessed. Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it, my man. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Always, Trav. Yes, sir. Blessings to you, bro.
There he is. Zaire Franklin, Colts linebacker, one of the most underrated in the league. Fantastic stuff there. That was good stuff. All right, when we come back, listen, phone call 617-779-7937. If you want to get in, half an hour left in the show. We'll take your calls on anything Boston sports. Bring it on. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here's what's trending.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're listening to The Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Here we go, Travis Thomas Experience, just a half an hour remaining in this fine radio program. So get in here if you want to talk Celtics playoffs, Bruins playoffs, Patriots draft, whatever you want to do, Red Sox before the game starts, 617-779-7937. Last call for calls. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and Instagram. What a fantastic show this has been. I mean, we spent our whole first hour breaking down the draft, not only for the Patriots, but for all the teams league-wide. And, you know, my takeaways were very simple as it pertains to the Patriots draft. Obviously, we all knew quarterback was a need. Now, you know, leading up to the draft, I had many of you call in, you know, when I was asking predictions, what do you want the team to do? Come draft night, many of you called and said, trade back. You can get one of these quarterbacks late in the first round. Boy, was that wrong. Caleb Williams, 1. Jaden Daniels, 2. Drake May, we know, 3. Penix, 8. J.J. McCarthy, 10. Bo Nix, 12. So the whole trade back for the quarterback thing didn't happen. Wasn't going to happen. Never probably was. This is a quarterback league, an offensive league. These kids are all good. I think this is an excellent draft class. Although, myself included, I made fun of the Falcons, and many of us did, for taking Penix early at 8. You know, the reality is, if we're being honest, next year's quarterback draft class is not as good. So if you're the Falcons, get, you know, take one now, stash them. Kirk Cousins doesn't look good coming off the Achilles. You got a kid. If, you know, Cousins plays great, you only have him for 2 years anyways. And then you turn to Penix. So, you know, I just don't think the notion of getting a quarterback late was going to happen. And so I started the show today by saying I did the work for you. I didn't want to go too far back because it bores everyone to tears. So I just went back 10 years of the NFL draft. 10 years, that's it. These are the guys who are franchise quarterbacks. Whether we like them or not, we can all admit they're franchise dudes. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, you know the names. Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, Mahomes, Stroud, Goff, Prescott, Trevor Lawrence, Kyler Murray, Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts. Whether you like them or not, those are all franchise guys. And so we spent the whole first segment of the show breaking down why. Why are they franchise dudes? And we surmised two things. either. They were on, you know, teams with not a ton of talent, non-powerhouse college football schools, like in Lamar Jackson's case. He went to Louisville, right? Josh Allen, Wyoming. I mean, there's countless examples. Jared Goff, Cal, all right? Jordan Love, all these dudes, non-traditional college football powers. So they did not have the talent around them, but they elevated those around them. They made them better. That's what franchise quarterbacks do, right? How about the other dudes? Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert. They had pieces around them. C.J. Stroud, Kyler Murray. They had pieces around them in college. Well, they put up video game numbers. So it worked. Okay, so you knew they could play because they put up the numbers. They have come into the league and have success. So based on those two criterias, I looked at all these kids. Caleb Williams with the Bears. I mean, he had both. He elevated guys around him because he didn't have the greatest weapons, but he also put up video game numbers. That's probably why he went one. Jaden Daniels did have the talent around him, but he put up video game numbers. Now he goes to Washington with Cliff Kingsbury. Should work. Caleb Williams has weapons with the Bears. Should work. Drake May with the Patriots. He has the benefit of sitting, and he has a potentially great defense he's inheriting. Drake May is going to work. By the way, didn't put up video game numbers, but he didn't have the talent around him, and he did elevate those around him. Michael Penix had the talent, video game numbers. He's with the Falcons. We don't know what that team's going to look like in 2 years, but we imagine they're still going to have weapons. He's going to be just fine. Bo Nix with the Broncos. He gets Sean Payton. Okay? He has all the tools that Sean Payton likes and has proven he can win with. J.J. McCarthy's the only guy who didn't – I don't know if he elevated anyone around him necessarily at Michigan, and he certainly didn't put up the numbers. But that I'm not blaming J.J. McCarthy for that. He wasn't asked to do either. Now with the Vikings, with the weapons, with an offensive-minded coach, we'll see. But he has everything he needs to be successful. 617-779-7937. Let's put a bow on our draft talk. With your calls here, let's go to Kelly on line one. Hey, Kelly, welcome to the experience. What do you want to talk about? You want to go Patriots draft, Celtics, or Bruins? Anywhere you want to go, I'm ready to go.
Hey, my man, I'm bleeding green out here. I'm going to go Celtics if that's okay with you.
Bring it.
Okay, so here's my analysis for the first three games. Game one, it seemed like they were really trying to push Porzingis, get him established early, and it worked, right? So Miami comes out, shuts that down. Game two, Porzingis goes 1-for-9. Instead of trying to go back to that, it seems like game three, they said, okay, new plan. Let's get Jaylen Brown going. He comes out, gets 20 shots. So my question to you is, are you seeing the same thing? Does it seem like they're really trying to kind of pick almost ahead of time who is going to be the guy we're going to get going? And then who would you want to be that guy going for game four? Would you rather keep it going with Jaylen Brown? And obviously, side note, obviously Tatum's the number one guy. Sure. You don't have to really plan anything around him. He knows what he's doing. But I'm just saying, making it a little bit tougher for the other team, shaking it up, who's going to be that next guy that we focus on? Yeah. What do you like? Do you like going back to one of those two? Maybe see if you can get Jrue Holiday going, Derek White. What do you think?
Yeah, listen, I think that's a good observation on your part, to be honest with you, Kelly. And I'll take it a step further. I think what you're seeing is true, but I think it's because of Eric Spoelstra. I think he's such a great coach, Kelly. I think he's just able to scheme you. I mean, look at that team right now. Let's face it, without Jimmy Butler, it's Bam Adebayo and a bunch of substitute teachers. And yet and still, Eric Spoelstra's such a great coach that, you know, it doesn't even matter. Like, he's still – now, they got smoked last game, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, like, he's able to dictate on any given night who they're going to shut down, who they're going to slow down. I don't care who it is. On any given night, I would rather it be Tatum, obviously, because he's your best player, and then Jaylen Brown kind of pick up the pieces. And then, you know, contributions from Porzingis, Holiday, and Derek White, I'll take it. But – you know, it should be your two-headed monster in Tatum and Brown every single night. But to be honest with you, in this series with the Heat, they got to stop messing around. You got to get these guys out of here. You got to get this series over in five. So I definitely need more from Drew Holiday. He has not had a great series at all, but I think some of that is because of Spoelstra's schematics, if you will. But I guess to, you know, to answer your question, I would like to see Drew Holiday get more involved. Whether he's a primary scorer or not, I don't care. But I need a better series from him, because I'm going to need him moving forward for this team to get back to the finals. I appreciate the call, though, Kelly. Let's go to Carl on line two. Carl, welcome to the experience. We'll talk about whatever you want. Bring it on, brother.
We got to stop messing around.
Are you Shane?
Can you turn your Hey, Carl, Shane, turn your radio down for me, please, and then go on.
Oh. I walked away from it. I put the recorder on. Because cool. This is history. Are you saying don't sing it, just bring it?
Right? That's right. Come on, Carl. Give it to me.
You can't handle the truth. Point one. The girl that got the $75,000 got $20 million in endorsement from Nike. Tell Hoda to stick to basketball. Point two. Don't tell me what we just got. I heard that with Mac Jones.
Yeah.
If his rookie season taking us to the playoffs was not a mirage, let's see. Yeah. Give him no receivers. An offensive coordinator with no experience, to where he's F-bombing on Amazon. That poor guy, did luck. He didn't end up in a rubber room. This gentleman looks good, says all the right things.
All right. Anything else, Carl?
Hey, the phone just died. I thought you hung up. No, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stop. I didn't hear anything. All kidding aside, when we were rookies at Boston, yeah, we went to game seven with LeBron because we had the mindset of a child. We didn't have expectations and pressure in social media. And just like when the Red Sox are on the road, it's like they're a different team and they're a monster without the distractions and the normal responsibilities of multitasking. It's called being human. This is the funniest part. I never won Western Mass, but I did get Allstate. When I left my Garden of Punishment when I was a kid, I was at Camp Monomoy, and Rick, the guy, was very polite. And I had a great mindset, and they had something called shark bait. And after I was done finishing wiping out six of them, I took it easy on the seventh, and everyone looked depressed. And I go, what's wrong? And they said, that was the state champ, Tom Foley. See, I didn't know that at the time. Ironically, when I went to states, the lady stood up and screamed literally all night at the hotel, and I couldn't move the next day. I was like fatigue syndrome. I couldn't move my body. It was awful. But the point is, state of mind creates altitude and attitude, and altitude and attitude is how you look at things. You know, try to be objective and kind and endearing. Don't be egotistical and arrogant. Mm. It's very bad for your state of mind, and your rational mind has to be focused.
Mm-mm. Carl, that was deep, man. I appreciate the call.
A lot going on there.
A lot to unpack there, isn't it? I mean, all of a sudden, I just feel like I need a drink. I'm not going to lie to you. I need a drink. It was a lot going on there. But it was deep, and he did bring me. I wasn't sure where we were going for a while, but he did. He landed the plane. I'll give it to him. Like, it was a great message that he gave out there. I'm going to say this. You know, I saw the Lakers miraculously got a win in that series against the Nuggets, but it's clear LeBron's about to get bounced by Denver again. KD as well. He's on his way out. He's about to get swept by the Timberwolves. And remember, Steph Curry didn't even make the playoffs. And I was thinking about this. The international superstars of the NBA officially have this league on a chokehold right now. Luka's dominant. Jokic may get another ring. Hell, even Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on the Thunder is Canadian. Now, this isn't like an anti-international player rant. All these dudes are great. I'm a fan of all of them. But if you're starting a team right now and I ask you to pick an American player, you're probably going to go Ant Edwards or Jason Tatum. And, you know, look, both of them right now have a chance to win a ring. Both of them have a chance to win a ring. If they, either one of them, Tatum or Ant, can get a ring this season, that would go a long way in terms of taking some momentum back from these international stars in the NBA. Because I'm looking at the playoff field. I'm like, every team has an international superstar. Celtics and Timberwolves are the only teams I feel as though with a legitimate chance to win the title. You know, don't talk to me about the Knicks and Jalen Brunson. I don't want to hear it. They're not winning the title. But I think Tatum and Edwards have a shot here to maybe break the stranglehold that these international players have on the league right now. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap this show up. And I want to play that soundbite we have from Zaire Franklin. He had some insightful thoughts about Jerod Mayo and Drake May in comparison to D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud. We'll do that to end the show. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
Travis Thomas Experience wrapping up this fine radio program. What a Sunday fun day this was. I got to tell you. I mean, honestly, like, you guys have no idea. I had to go to Nesson before I got here. Then I got here. I've had a great time with you. It's flown by. Now I have to go back to Nesson. I'm working late tonight. I mean, you got to love this stuff, man. And I do, especially on a day like today where it's like a marathon shift for me. But it's still, it's been great. And recapping the draft, it's such a great time of the year, you know, for football fans when you think about it. Because, look, everyone's feeling optimistic right now. Everyone. Everyone's got the same record, right? 0-0. So everyone feels good about their draft. And what's interesting is you look at the Texans last season going into the draft, just going into the draft before Stroud. I mean, they were, you could say the Texans were the laughing stock of the league, bro. Right? I mean, they were picking second overall. They were a mess. They had no direction. Remember, their owner's a moron. They hired D'Amico Ryans, who it's like, okay, cool. We know he's a good defensive coordinator for San Francisco, but this is an offensive league. I think I criticized it. And you know, and I love, listen, that is a black man getting an opportunity to be a head coach. I always champion that. That's great. But I remember being critical of it, loving it on one hand. Hey, it's another, you know, black head coach in this NFL. Fantastic. Congrats to him. But, comma, this league is increasingly offensive-minded. What are you doing hiring a defensive coach? And honestly, that's going into the draft. Laughing stock, why'd you hire a defensive-minded coach? And then, boom, they got the right coach. He was the right guy for the gig, no doubt about it. Then they drafted some kid named C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State. And what did we say about that? Well, you know, all Ohio State quarterbacks are the same. They never really work. How many examples do we have? And look, to be fair, C.J. Stroud didn't give us much. You know, he gave us some glimpses. I talked about this earlier in the show. I remember thinking C.J. Stroud, I would take him over Bryce Young. I was in that camp last year. And the reason I was in that camp is only because of the physical stature. I thought both – I honestly thought Bryce Young was better as a player, more polished as a passer, better leader. I saw him in, you know, obviously big games at Alabama and win big games and all that. And I thought he was a better quarterback prospect. But I said on record that I would have drafted C.J. Stroud simply because of the size. And in this league, that, you know, you got to have a big body to withstand the rigors of the NFL season. That's why I like Drake May so much. One of the reasons. So now, outside of watching Ohio State in C.J. Stroud's last season, that college football playoff, and I talked about this earlier in the show, where all of a sudden it was almost like they threw out the playbook and they just said, go play. Just go make something happen. And I saw him do that. C.J. Stroud was running. It's like, what? Where'd this come from? He's buying time, eyes down the field, throwing bombs. What the hell is this? It looked like backyard football. I had never seen him play that. And to be honest, I thought he was incapable of doing that. I was wrong. And so overnight, the Texans went from laughingstock in the league to hiring a rookie head coach, quarterback, defensive-minded, not far removed from playing in the league as a player, to drafting a kid in C.J. Stroud that we all thought was pretty good, but we didn't think he was this damn good. And next thing you know, the Texans are not only winning the division, but winning a playoff game. It's like, wait, what the hell happened? So earlier on the Travis Thomas Experience, we had Colts linebacker Zaire Franklin, who's a friend of mine. I said, look, I know you don't play for the Patriots, but just come and chop it up with us. Talk ball. It's draft. He announced the Colts' second-round pick at the draft live. I thought it was a cool story. It just felt like timing-wise and relevancy-wise, it made sense for me to kind of turn in the friend, you know, favor card and say, hey, could you come on my radio show and just talk? Well, one of the questions I asked him was, hey, man, you were in that locker room. The Colts drafted Anthony Richardson last year. They had a rookie here. They play against the Texans. They're in their division. They play against them twice a year. I said, give us some insight on having a rookie quarterback. And by the way, Shane Steichen, rookie head coach. Give us some insight on having a rookie quarterback and a rookie head coach from your perspective, not only from your own team, but from playing against them in Houston. Because now we have Jerod Mayo here in town and Drake May. And his answer was so insightful. Take a listen to this.
Well, first off, what I'll just say about D'Amico, which I think is true about Jerod Mayo, is just, you know, even as players, they were just natural born leaders, you know, men that could aspire and lead the charge of other men, which is a skill and a trait in and of itself. Not many people have that. And I think, you know, even when D'Amico was a defensive coordinator, you know, we would get a guy to come over from San Fran. Them boys love Miko. You know, they played for him. They talk, even, you know, even the ones that, you know, didn't like him as much, you know, always talked about how they inspired him. And, you know, I think Jerod has a similar energy. I know guys that play for him love to play for him. And obviously, not only is he going to inspire and help lead that defense, but, you know, for you guys, you know, hopefully he's able to, you know, inspire that building and lead that charge. And I would just say, as far as CJ and, you know, CJ and Drake, the one similarity that I think that I would say about them too is, you know, those guys have been QB1 for a long time, you know, and I think, you know, just, you know, having that experience of those type of expectations on you, I think CJ, from day one, when he came into Houston, he understood the assignment. He came in day one understanding that it was his job to lead. It was his job to help inspire on the offensive side. His job to help, you know, gather around the, you know, the troops. And I think that was something that he had to do, obviously, Ohio State, which, you know, Drake May has been doing for a long time at UNC. So, you know, I think those dudes, I don't think the moment would be too big for him. You know, I think, you know, last year at UNC, whenever they needed a play, whenever they needed something, everybody turned and looked at him, and he stood up time and time again. There's going to be no difference in the league. So, I think just from a role standpoint, a responsibility standpoint, I think, it fits like a glove. And I think that's something that people somewhat underestimate when you're making that jump from college to the league, is just that, it's a job now. You got to take this stuff very seriously. If everything I've heard from Josh Downs about, who Drake May is, it seems like, he's up for the challenge.
I mean, folks, I'm not that far off on this. That's straight from the horse's mouth of someone who competes against these guys. He had his own Zaire Franklin, Colts linebacker, on his own team. And he talked about that in a different answer. But on his own team, he had a rookie in Anthony Richardson at the quarterback position that the Colts. And a rookie head coach in Shane Steichen. And it worked. Now, Richardson got hurt, and Minshew got in and went the rest of the way. But rookie head coach, rookie quarterback, until he got hurt, worked. But that answer you just heard was specifically for the Texans, who, boy, did it work. Rookie of the year quarterback. By the way, their second pick in that first round was a defensive rookie of the year in Will Anderson. So that doesn't hurt either, right? But quarterback C.J. Stroud, boom, grand slam. Rookie head coach, defensive-minded D'Amico Ryans, boom, grand slam. Don't believe me? That's from the horse's mouth, someone who competed against him. And then I had told you before we played that soundbite that the Texans were the laughingstock of the league, right, the year before. And then overnight, with the head coach-quarterback combo, won their division and won a playoff game. Peeps, the Texans, before getting Stroud and D'Amico Ryans, 3-13-1. 3-13-1 was their record, okay? Dead last in their division, not even close. They didn't win a game at home 2 years ago. They didn't win a game at home. 0-7-1 at home. Awful. They hire D'Amico Ryans, draft C.J. Stroud. Now, I get it. There's some other things that goes on with it, but that's a cornerstone, right? They win the division 10-7 and win a playoff game. Are you kidding me? I mean, honestly, zero to hero after one draft and one head coach hire. Zaire Franklin says he sees similarities in both. Drake May has the experience that C.J. Stroud had. He was QB1 for a long time in college. Check. D'Amico Ryans, motivated players. He said because he's not far removed from players, he resonates with them. He gets them. Players love him. This is not Bill Belichick we're talking about, where it became stale. This D'Amico Ryans, Gerard Mayo comparison works according to an NFL player who plays against the Texans, who had a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback on his own team. Folks, this is going to work. So while we sit here and we nitpick the draft, why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do that? They addressed offense. That's what you needed to do in this draft. Check. They did it. I mean, listen, let's give Drake May a chance. Let's give Gerard Mayo a chance, because the proof is in the pudding. It can work. It has. And if it works here, can you imagine if the Patriots go from the abomination we watched last season to a playoff team overnight because they got that combo right? All I'm saying is it's possible. Don't dismiss it. It's possible. All right, I want to thank Zach for doing a bang-up job per huge. I want to thank Zaire Franklin for coming on the show, and I want to thank you all. I mean, the calls of the show have been fantastic. Thank you for all the messages. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Travis Thomas Experience. Until next time, here on WEEI, we'll see you. Watch me on Nesson, though. Enjoy the Red Sox game. Peace out.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.